Coach Watkins yesterday, and Coach Watkins just told me, like, for us to be successful, I need to go on the block and go to work on the block instead of shooting long twos, you know. So, like, today, I just had to work on that against Auburn, so that's pretty much it.
Bobby Portis, better shot selection, more time in the post. Good things will happen for him. We also had Jeff Kempin, former Seattle quarterback. Father, well-known Congressman Jack Kemp, and former NFL quarterback to boot. Great guy, doing an event tomorrow. I don't have the website with me. I wish I did. That would be better. But anyway, he joined us in the studio. We talked about the Super Bowl and some other things. Real quick, who do you like Sunday? I know you're rooting for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I have a hard time overcoming emotion, and my emotion says Seattle. The worse the weather is, the better it is for Marshawn Lynch and our defense against Peyton. But I know Peyton is premier, and he's had 2 weeks to prepare for the Seahawks, who don't do a lot of disguising. Their defense doesn't show a lot of craziness. They play what they play, and they play it well with a lot of pressure. So it's going to be a really great game. And the worse the weather gets, the better it is for Seattle. But either way, I think Seattle's going to win.
Weather looks like it's going to be very good, which may be more conducive for Denver, but I think we're in for a great game. I hope so. I hope it's not a game that's well in hand before the halfway point of the fourth quarter, but we'll see. Demaryius Thomas, outstanding receiver for the Broncos. Interesting story came out about him this week.
Hey, that website was familylife.com.
Thank you. Both his mother and his grandmother will be watching the Super Bowl this week, but they'll be doing it from a prison cell. Both his mother and grandmother doing time for drug charges that they were convicted on.
Crack.
It's a weird deal. Crack is whack, and there's no question about it. Demaryius Thomas.
Is there a part of you that would like to maybe shut Sherman up with your performance?
I ain't going to say shut him up, but I'm going to try to go out and, you know, make some plays so I have nobody coming at me saying I, you know, got shut down by Sherman.
Yes, Demaryius Thomas. It is impossible to shut Sherman up off the field. It may be easier to do it on the field, although that's not an easy task either. We'll see how it shakes out. Speaking of Richard Sherman, during the Super Bowl Media Week on Media Day, where there is the all the players posted up on platforms around the field, it's a unique situation, admittedly, and usually there is a collection of some of the dumbest and most unqualified people in America asking questions, like this one directed towards Richard Sherman.
All of you football guys is going into the strip club and raining down on these strippers. I think that's a bad example for our young ladies. How can we stop that? Because I think it's a bad example that we're setting for our young girls that they need to be strippers. How do we deal with that issue?
Oh, well, I've never gone in a strip club and thrown money, so I couldn't tell you. But I guess trying to understand that there are other avenues, there's other ways you can make money, that women can do anything they want in this world. You know, you can go out there and be a CEO of a company. You can go out there and, like I said before, the same can be said for kids in inner city, that the ceiling is limitless, and don't limit yourself to those possibilities and those circumstances.
First of all,
they have to pay their way through college, Richard.
First of all, who let this moron into the media event? Stupidest question ever. Second of all, if I'm a stripper, I'm yelling, shut up, lady. I want money raining down on my head. I'm taking off
That's
my clothes
point.
Over here. I'm not in it to build my own self-esteem and have people ogle me. It's a business. I need my money. Shut your mouth.
Nobody's ever asked her for a lap dance.
Safe to say. Nobody's asked Peyton Manning for one either. Asked this week about the weather, which it looks like is going to be quite conducive to his performance.
Weather's going to be what it's going to be. We have played in different types of conditions this year, so I think our team's prepared for it, and I think we'll be able to handle it no matter what the conditions are.
Oh, the weather is going to be what it's going to be. Everybody wanted to hear from Peyton Manning. They did. Everybody wanted to hear from Richard Sherman. They did. Everybody wanted to hear from Marshawn Lynch. Most of them did not, because he didn't talk to, well, mostly anyone at all, hardly, except for Deion Sanders. And, I mean, look, if Deion can't get you to talk, it can't be done.
How you doing?
Smooth.
You look good.
Yeah, you do too.
You all right?
Man, I'm smooth.
I like when you got off the plane with the beast mode and everything. It look like you're ready to play, man.
Yep, that's what time it is.
You kind of shy?
Nah.
You just don't want to talk, really?
I'm just about that action, boss.
You about to go get it. You just like to do it.
That's what it is. I ain't never seen no talking with me nothing.
Yeah.
Yep. Been like that since I was little. Was raised like that.
Well, I respect it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good
one. You go get it. Ain't no need to talk about it.
You excited about the game?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
See, these are real emotions, man.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. It's on your back. They feel like if they can stop you, they can stop this team.
Well, they're going to have to stop all of us. You feel me?
I feel you.
I'm a piece to it, but we got some dogs.
You don't like podiums, do you?
That ain't my thing.
What is your thing?
Lay back, kick back.
Yeah.
Mind my business, stay in my own lane.
Yeah. So you just going to sit in the cut and just chill. That's what you do.
Just kick back. Game time, though. I'll be there.
I think he's got a future as a commentator.
That's exactly the opposite of my thing. I like to stay in everyone else's lane. I never kick back. I never sit back.
You're driving two lanes at once.
Joe Klein came in this week. Joe Klein has been in the studio twice. ULR won both games after he came in studio.
Coincidence?
I think maybe. They did squeeze a really bad loss to ASU in between there as well. But anyway, Joe Klein talking about ankle injuries yesterday, one that has plagued, unfortunately, James White. And as we pointed out earlier, I'm so embarrassed this was lost to me yesterday, but White was out on the night they did a White out at this. Is that coincidence or irony? Anyway, and then why are ankles so fragile? I myself have had ankle injuries.
Well, they usually are fragile for guys that are athletic and can jump.
Yeah.
I never had a problem.
I don't know what my issue is then, Joe. For guys who are short and fat, apparently it's an issue as well. Oh, Joe Klein. His self-deprecating humor is untouchable.
He's good for a clip at least every time he's on the show.
Joe
he's going to say something good.
What a hack. He only spent 16 years in the NBA. I mean, that guy couldn't play a lick. I mean, really. We didn't play this clip on the air. I don't know if I want to play it now. I'm trying to time everything out here. Let's see. We got that. And we got four, and we got 2.5, 3.5.
If I had to vote for one, I'd pick the Paul Harvey.
I would, too. I think we can do both, though. Be really close. David Letterman, top 10, and then we'll end on the Paul Harvey interview. Or the Paul Harvey ad for Dodge Trucks last year, which was just awesome. So David Letterman says goodbye Sunday officially. Adam Silver, era begins. Coming up, overtime is on the road today at Guatney. Here's a little David Letterman, and we'll cap it all off with Paul Harvey.
All right, 30 years, longest tenured professional sports commissioner in history. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Top 10 things I've learned, number 10.
Dr. J is not a licensed physician.
Oh, no. Oh, heartbreak. Number 9.
The swish sound is made by a guy standing behind the basket.
I didn't know that. Number 8.
I could watch a stuck ball get poked with a broom all day.
Number 7.
When international diplomacy is required, call Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Number 6.
I'm the only guy in the league who was bar mitzvahed.
That's not true. That can't be true. Number 5.
No NBA star has ever made a bad motion picture.
Things I've learned in 30 years as commissioner of the NBA. Number 4.
The lowest paid mascot in the league makes $5 million a year.
Wow.
Mascot. Wow.
Mascot.
The lowest paid.
Yeah, the lowest paid. Number 3.
Moisten needle before inserting.
Yeah. Number 2.
I am an inspiration to short, unathletic kids everywhere.
The number 1 thing I've learned in my 30 years as commissioner of the NBA.
I hear sneaker squeaks in my sleep.
And on the 8th day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. So God made a farmer. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, somebody who'd bale a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what Dad does. So God made a farmer.
Want to maximize the value of that tax refund? Go to AutoZone and let our experts help you choose the tune-up parts that are best for your car. A tune-up improves performance and fuel economy, putting cash back in your pocket. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Make the switch. The Switch sales event is at Crane Ford Colonel Glenn. Come find out why.